32-yard gain, Jeff. 32. I mark them out at the 47.
47-yard line they'll be at. All right, Wade Vetter here having a ball game. That counterplay keeps working for the Loggers. All right, here's Kuchaba with Delasky to his right. Going to give it to Delasky. It's a counter again, the opposite side. Here's Wade Vetter. Makes another cut, chugging along. No gain, maybe a loss. Nice gang tackle there from Rosholt.
He almost got by him, Jeff, and somebody reached out a hand and grabbed his foot. No gain, maybe a half-yard loss.
All right, JJ going to run the play in here. 4 minutes to go and counting. Loggers up by 8, 28-20. It's 2nd and 10 coming up here. Loggers at their own 46-yard line. There's JJ in the backfield by himself. Going to go left side. Looks like he's going to keep it. Makes a cut, tackle for no gain.
Maybe got half a yard there, Jeff. So 3rd down and 10. What are they going to dial up here, Jeff?
Right here, you got a 3rd and 10. Is it 4th coming up? Third down coming up.
Third and 10.
You got a lot of options. Every play goes for 5 yards from any of these backs here, right here.
So 28-20, 3:20 and ticking here in the second quarter.
Kuchaba brings the play in.
We're in Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips leading by 8. But Rosholt really putting up a fight here.
Absolutely. It's a good Rosholt team here right now. Looking to get a stop on this drive. Here's JJ from the shotgun.
Motion.
Going to hand it off to Delasky. On this right side, Delasky. Another flag down there. You got to be kidding me. Delasky, he's going to go all the way, and they're going to throw a flag. Touchdown, A-Ron Delasky. Got to be kidding me. A-Ron Delasky, another big run. See what the officials are going to call. Gosh. Holding against the Loggers.
And it wouldn't matter. That was all a run by A-Ron.
He really made
a couple of nice moves.
That's all right. Move him back 5 yards. Do it again, A-Ron.
3rd and 15. Third and 20, Jeff.
Very flag happy here tonight against the Loggers.
Wait.
2:46 to go. Loggers can't quit.
It was about a 3 yard gain, Jeff, and then A-Ron broke it for everything else.
Yeah. All the way for a touchdown, too. A beautiful run from Delasky. All right, it's going to bring up a 3rd and 20. Should be going for the 2-point conversion here.
3rd and 19 here, 2:20 to go. I don't know how the clock is.
Here we go. Going to get a timeout. Coach Precourt, I think he's going to go talk to the officials. Maybe not. I would. We're going to stay right here on this timeout. A beautiful night for football. Hey, we're getting a little excited up here, but that's what we do, Scotty. And Loggers leading 28-20, 2:16 to go here. We're in the timeout, 3rd and 20 coming up. Loggers got plenty of plays to get back in there, different options. They don't have to go for the big pass play, anything like that. We know what any one of these running backs can do at any time. Going to see what they can do. Rosholt, though, been doing real good on the run stop here, up other than the big play. But getting some of those short gains by J.J., by Sawyer in these last few here, see if they're going to be able to do it again.
Well, what they got to do here, Jeff, is cut down where they need to get to midfield or so, and then they have options to either punt or not.
Yeah, probably not going to punt no matter what here. 2 minutes to go. Loggers not much of a punting team, and they're getting back onto the field. All right, Phillips Loggers took first place, the girls and boys, at the Phillips Invitational here. All right, here we go. Here's Kuchaba from the shotgun. It's going to be a direct snap. Delasky following his back. Delasky up the sidelines, and a nice run of about 11 yards.
Got almost to the 50 here, Jeff. That's what they needed to do.
Just what they needed to do. Going to bring up a 4th and...
About seven,
maybe 8. 2:10 to go. He got out of bounds. The clock stopped. And Loggers likely have, a timeout left, at least, I would think. And yeah, 2:10 to go here, 28-20, Loggers leading. And looking for that play to come in here. Not sure what we're waiting on here.
Timeout on the field.
Well, there was a timeout on the field. Did they call an official timeout now?
No, it looks like they Rothschild called a timeout.
Okay, so Rothschild calls a timeout here now with 2:10 to go, 28-20. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue.
And we're back. Here's a handoff to Aaron Delasky, and unable to get the first down. He picked up about four on that play. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be first down for the Rothschild Hornets. With 2 minutes to go, Scotty, they can definitely get there and tie up this ball game.
They certainly could, Jeff. And, you know, but this is where the Loggers pretty much kick it off. This is where Rothschild starts.
Yes.
So it's probably nothing different. What they got to do is they got to come up with something to stop that big play.
Yeah.
You know? So.
All right, here they are.
Rothschild, if they snap the ball well, they're going to be tough.
Yeah, a few bad snaps has really been a difference here in this game as well. All right, Loggers looking to blitz. And a quick pass to the right side, left side, and that one goes out of bounds. It was a forward pass.
That was a nice...
incomplete pass.
Nice blitz again by Sawyer. He almost timed it perfect, Jeff, then held up, and then went through, and he still was untouched pretty much.
Able to get there and force a quick pass that they weren't able to get. So the blitz worked out good there for the Loggers. It's second 10.
1:59 here.
All the time in the world left here.
From their own 46... Loggers leading 28-20, but Rothschild got an opportunity after the turnover on downs by the Loggers on an unfortunate situation there, let's call it.
All right, Derek Piska getting the Loggers fired up at the line of scrimmage. Here's Dylan DeLeet from the shotgun. Plenty of receivers out there. And quick pass, left side, it's complete, and... tackled by Wade Vetter, but a pickup of about 8 yards.
That was Cash.
Cash Calhoun.
Yep.
Any relative of Haystacks? Haystacks Calhoun?
Might be.
The old-timers know who that is.
That's right, Haystacks.
I think Haystacks was from Wisconsin.
Was he?
I think so.
That's a great name.
The big farm boy.
Third and two. Ripples right for him, Jeff.
Minute 26 to go and kicking. Rothschild. Here's the snap. Almost a high snap. They kick it right side of 20. Was that Wade Vetter?
No, that was
Sawyer. Sawyer again.
He sniffed out that pitch and knocked him down for a 6-yard loss.
You're right. We got Grandma and Grandpa Kutzeba in front of us. That gets them excited. All right, 56 seconds and counting.
Fourth and 7. 5-yard loss.
And they're going to really let this clock run down. They don't want the Loggers to have a chance to do anything here. And Rothschild, they call a timeout with 40 seconds to go here. It's 28-20. Phillips Loggers leading right before the end of this first half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. 50 seconds to go here. 47, I should say. It's 28-20. Loggers leading Rossel, but they got the ball at midfield.
DeLeet is in the shotgun again. He's got triples left and a single back right. Now he goes in motion right here. Back to pass. And he's got time.
And he's got a reception. It's good. A flag is on the field, though. And we're going to see what that flag is.
Reception by Alex Wiersba.
A weird spot for the flag. Not really sure. He got pass interference on the Loggers.
No, illegal man downfield, okay. I think he said.
All right. And we got a hot dog and candy bar delivery.
Nice job, Jeff.
You want one of these, Scotty?
No, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cully and Heather, coming through with the snacks.
So, 5-yard penalty, Jeff. And it. He had that top of the head. Isn't that illegal man downfield, isn't it?
I think so.
Yep.
So one of the linemen downfield on that pass play.
Apparently, yeah. Looks like everybody dropped into coverage pretty much for the Loggers.
Yes. So it makes a 4th-and-12 coming up here. 4th-and-12 for Rossel. Loggers still need that big stop.
Pairs left. Single wide receiver right. Fakes. Now he goes to the right, but that's way overshot.
Picked off
Picked
right
off.
There. Was that Ben Vernig? It was Ben. Ben with the interception. And that's what we talked about, Scotty Sawyer. Coach about Ben Vernig. They're going to be huge in this game.
It's almost as good as, better than a punt right there, Jeff.
Yep. Ben hobbling off there right there. Off. I think he's just cramped up a little bit. He'll be fine. Ben tends to be a little dramatic sometimes on the after he makes a big play.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's down there stretching now,
stretching
Jeff.
Stretching it out. He'll be just fine. 34 seconds to go, and the Loggers have an opportunity with some of their big playbacks.
So, if Ben knocks that down, it would have been
forced down way up ahead.
That,
but
you know,
the interceptions look nice at the end of the season.
I know, Jeff. I know.
All right, here's Kutsuba with Belaski near him. Going to be a counter left side. Wade Vetter again. Wade Vetter, he's wrapped up. He picks up a few.
About a 3-yard gain, Jeff, and it's going to bring it down under 20 seconds here unless the Loggers use up their timeout.
Yeah.
To the line quickly here, Jeff. 2nd and 6. Here come the Loggers.
And it's going to go left side. Here is Delasky again going around a couple of his blockers and chugging through. And finally down at midfield, 3 seconds to go, and coach calls a timeout. I know they're going to move chains. So the Loggers, one more play.
Right up to the 49.
And one more play left here for the Loggers. And they're going to call a timeout, I believe. And they do. Loggers going to call a timeout with 2 seconds to go here. They got one more play coming up. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Got you.
Ready.
Scott Heckman, Jeff Haken in here bringing you Loggers football. It's at Logger Camp, 2 seconds to go in the second half. And Jeff is eating hot dog.
Taking a little break here, a little hot dog break, Scotty.
So, Loggers coming up to the ball. They got 2.1 seconds here, Jeff. So what are we going to do? Deep ball, Jeff? Jump ball to Ben Vernick?
Get it to Delasky and take your chances. Scotty ain't a bad play.
That's definitely true.
They got him split wide left here. Here's Kutsuba. quick pass to Delasky. He's going to throw it downfield. There's Kenny Drexler. That one intercepted. Now the Loggers got to make a tackle.
Time out of, and there's one missed tackle. Here comes 27. He's knocked down.
An exciting play on the interception coming back here, but he was tackled out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the half.
Marcus Cole, the senior, intercepted and returned it for about 40 yards.
So 28-20 is the score going into half here. Phillips Loggers leading the Rossholt Hornets. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media for a five-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to have the Forward Bank halftime show.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Did you know we now sell e-bikes? Now offering e-bikes and e-scooters from top-rated brands such as Lectric, Baku, and Highboy. Whether you are looking to cruise, commute, or ride the trails, with all the options and accessories we have to offer, we know we'll be able to find the best fit for you. Call Nick or Ken at Medford Motors at 715-748-3700 to start riding.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Scott Heckman. He's somewhere. He might have went to go get a hot dog or who knows where Scotty is. He left on me, so he got me for the Forward Bank halftime show. And not much of a show here, guys, but we're going to talk a little bit about this first half and an exciting first half it was. The score here, 28-20. Both teams here with big play ability. The Loggers with on offense with Wade Vetter starting out here with a couple touchdowns off of that counter play that the Loggers run so well. And Aaron Delasky just running over the top of everybody. Tough to take him down. Rochel doing everything they can, and they've stopped him when they needed to, but he's had some big plays here tonight. And really setting the tone. One thing I liked what Coach Precourt did towards the end of that first half is started rushing his plays and really picking up the tempo on offense and trying to wear down that Rochel team, who I would say is a little bit bigger than the Loggers are, and trying to wear them down on the defensive side. We're going to see if that comes into play at all in this second half. The Loggers with a lot of skill position players, just like the Rochel Hornets, they match up well against each other. But Coach Precourt, his play calling has been on point here tonight. Loved what he's been doing. Loved how he's been calling the counter play for it to work. Had a few nice passing plays as well. Ben Vernig with a touchdown and another long reception earlier in that first drive of the game. So Coach Precourt and his play calling has been a nice asset here for the Loggers. On the defensive side, I just want to talk a little bit about Sawyer Kuchiba and Ben Vernig. But Sawyer Kuchiba, I said it before the game, he's going to be the key to this game for the Loggers if we're going to see his name in on a lot of tackles. And he's in there on a lot of solo tackles, blitzes. He's kind of all over the place on defense. Just really having these instincts in this game is coming through here for the Loggers. This could be anyone's game here. I almost was at a point where the Loggers were able to spread it out. They were up by, what was it, by 16, 14 points or something like that. Rochel was able to get it inside of that and make a ball game of that. I think it's going to be Loggers football when we come back here to start out this second half. Is that right, Mick? I think the Loggers kicked off in the first half, didn't they? I believe they did. So I think it's going to be Loggers football here coming out of the second half here. It's parents' night here tonight. I was able to go down the field before the game, but honoring the parents here tonight, it's a full crowd here tonight. Nice nice atmosphere, nice energy on the field. It's also youth night over here. They're playing flag football down here. Looks like he's got to be the second grade through about fifth grade down there. So the elementary kids playing some flag football, having some fun down there, and everyone getting the experience here tonight. It's a beautiful night. Got to be in the low 60s right now. Got the lights on. We got Friday night football, getting that vibe here. We had Thursday night football, and nice to get back to this on a Friday night for these kids. Give this community, this town, something to do. We got a whole first half coming up here. We got all the basketball boys coming up in front of us here. BJ, Braden, Ty Henderson, Trayvon. A lot of the Phillips boys here come up to say hi. No, he's coming back. But 11:22 to go here, and then they're going to add 3 minutes on top of that. The players on both ends of the field here. Talking about that first half, but probably more importantly, talking about what they're going to do in the second half. I think, you know, Rachel, they got to be talking a little bit about how we're going to contain Aaron Delasky. We got to get more than one guy on him, tackle him low. And I got to see how they're able to deal with Aaron in this second half. Walker's got, with J.J. Haken in here, having a big season here tonight. He's kind of dealing with a neck injury a little bit. He's a little bit limited out there. But you see him in the second half, big playability from J.J. as well. You're going to see a little bit of that in this second half. Excited to see what's going to happen here. I know the Loggers are pumped up here. They want to take this game. They knew it was going to be a tough one here against Rosholt, and they're going to do everything that they can here to extend this lead and bring home a win here tonight. Easier said than done here, but Rosholt going to have to come up with a way to stop this Loggers rushing attack. 10.5 minutes to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for another four-minute timeout. We'll be back in about 4 minutes and get back in touch here before the start of this second half.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept care credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept care credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Think D&D Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASE-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
And we're back, everybody. Jeff Hakeman along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at Logger Camp here. This is about 6.5 minutes and another 3 minutes on top of that, Scott, for the guys to warm up. So we got about 9 minutes here in halftime. And, you know, we appreciate you guys sticking around and listening in, tuning in here. It's been a fun game here, Scotty. Maybe, you know, talk a little bit about both these teams are on each side of their end zone. Talking about this second half, you know, I think Roschel's probably talking a lot about, you know, what are we going to do with Aaron Dolaski? We've got to gang tackle him a little bit better. Easier said than done. You know, what are some things you think they're probably talking about to get back in this game in the second half?
For Roschel, I think they just got to clean up that stuff. I mean, they had a couple of bad snaps that really affected them, Jeff.
Yeah.
And if they
probably
wouldn't
three.
Have had,
probably
if they wouldn't have had that, Jeff, this probably is a tie game.
Tie
frankly.
Game. Yeah.
You know, on defense, they obviously got to figure out what they're going to do on the counter, and then, you know, they have to sell out as far as that goes. They gave up a pass play, too. I mean, really,
you have to focus on Dolaski, and if you don't, you almost got to be like, we'll take that counter and hope that, you know, the one guy on the weak side is going to be able to make that tackle.
I think they're just going to try to outscore us, Jeff. And,
sure.
And frankly, it looks like they can.
Yeah.
If they get the ball into a couple of those receivers' hands, they got speed and, you know, breakaway type of stuff. So I think the only thing that they're going to have to worry about is just getting tired on defense. Not that it looks like probably just like the Loggers, most of their star athletes are playing both ways. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I talked about that when you were gone there a little bit, Scotty, about what'd you just say?
Both sides of the ball.
Both sides of the ball here. The Logger's going to come into this over here, and they're going to be, I think they're going to pick up some cues on what they were doing wrong with the pass play a little bit and staying home on certain things and not getting picked off. You see how Roschel was able to use kind of like a screen, sort of a legal screen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they had kind of a pick play out there that the Loggers, it stumped the Loggers. They kind of left a receiver wide open. You know they're able to sit and talk about that. That's one of those plays the Loggers are going to have to take away in the second half, or try to manage a little bit.
I also think that they can give a little space, but when that ball's in the air, they've got a lot longer than they think. Dalit throws a nice ball, but it's, you know, it kind of hangs up there a little bit. Not that he's got a bad arm or anything.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's just he's throwing long passes.
Yep.
So if you're 7 yards off the guy, you see him turn, you got to go up there and try to challenge the pass a little bit. And what couple times what they've been doing is just waiting for them to catch it, and then instead of coming up and doing that, and that's just something that they can probably, you know, I know they're afraid of getting beat, but that's where you got to challenge them when they're receiving the ball.
Yeah, they had a good test against Oakfield when the Loggers went and played Oakfield down there. They had a 6'7 receiver and a 6'4 receiver. Tough to stop right there. They burnt us on many, many plays, but they got good practice against this right here, against some of those taller receivers, and see what they're going to be able to do with this in the second half.
Taller receiver you can't challenge because you might not be able to tackle him.
Sure.
But it's like you got to time it so you tackle him or you hit him right when the ball's there. And then hopefully you jar some of those receptions loose rather than just letting them catch it and then make a move. And then they pick up another 6-7 yards. So we'll see how that goes. Because there was a couple of those deeper pass plays, I think, that they could have come up and do it. And I know that, again, they're a little – it can be tough because you got to be a little timid because they do have some speed.
Yeah, and Loggers, I think, are going to get the ball out of the second half here. They kicked off to start out this game here. So that'll be a key possession. Every possession, I feel like, is going to be a key possession of this ball game here. You know, a long drive for Roschel. I didn't see him out on the field right away. You know, when this ball game had started, almost a sluggish sort of a start, you know. You could have a different story in the second half where they're even tougher to stop. I like what the Loggers did with Steve Precourt when he started hurrying up that offense a little bit. We've seen at the end of that first half. And was that a little bit of a, hey, let's try to wear these guys out? You know, give it to Dolaski, give it to Dolaski, give it to Dolaski. And right up to the line of scrimmage, you know, might see a little bit of a tempo. Is that going to be a part of the second half?
I think so, and I think just not giving Dalit so much time.
Yeah.
I think that they're probably going to come out with some different blitzes.
Yeah, that seemed to work. You can't
did.
Give him time. Yeah, the blitz, the quick passes, force some incompletions.
Yep. that kind of stuff.
It just doesn't allow for the play to set up.
Yeah, he, you know, I think that if you give him time, he's gonna be troublesome for this team. And if you don't, you know, maybe you force a turnover or that kind of thing. But some incompletions too. So, yeah, it's a gosh, what a beautiful night, Jeff.
It really is.
Wind is picking up a little bit.
Yeah, they see the flag moving. It's about 4.5 minutes to go here in this halftime. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for another two-minute timeout. We'll be back, and we're going to bring you that second half coming up shortly.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got a couple minutes to go, and we're going to bring you that second half coming up here. It's 28-20. Phillips Loggers leading the Rosholt Hornets here in Phillips.
Who's your Jeff Haken and roofing player of the game so far, Jeff?
We got a leader in this game, and you know what? I'm gonna as tough it is to not say Aaron Delasky. I said Sawyer Kutsuba was going to have a big game here tonight on the defensive side. And I said if the Loggers are going to win, Sawyer Kutsuba is going to be in on a lot of tackles. And we've seen that in the first half. Right now I got Sawyer Kutsuba as the player of the game. He's bringing that attitude. He's bringing more than just his plays there. He's leading this team on defense. And I think it's you don't have him out there on defense, I think they're leading this ball game here.
Fair enough. Yeah, he's had some great blitzes and some tackles for losses and everything else.
But don't get me wrong, Aaron Delasky's runs in this first half have been some of the most exciting runs I've really seen. So it's pretty. It's kind of hard to, you know.
Maybe you have a co-player of the game, Jeff.
We could that. And it's whole second half. You never know. It could be a Kyle Seidenbender falls on a fumble at the end of this ball game at a crucial time, and you know you're going to have to give it to a kid like
that.
Yeah,
you never know, right?
You never know.
How's the roofing going, Jeffrey?
It's a busy roofing season. It's fall rush, we call it. This is the time of year where I like to put my phone down and not answer for a few weeks sometimes. So if you call, I've almost done my best.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
It's definitely busy time of year here, but you know what? Taking a weekend off, been working the last quite a few weekends here, right?
Yeah,
through, and it's, you know, that winter is coming here shortly, and everybody needs to get there.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that too. It's just
bad rush, crazy.
Been working up at the UP. I got some great UP stories for you.
Sure, we'll talk after the game about some of those. Here we go. That's the end of the ticker here. They're going to kick off here
Oh, there we go, Jeff.
In just a moment, it's the Rosholtz Hornets set to kick off here to the Phillips Loggers. Third quarter underway here. It's 28-20, Loggers leading.
Cash Calhoun's going to be kicking off.
You got J.J. Haken in back deep, and they're going to kick it low level. J.J.'s going to pick this one up, going to try to go right side, try to get a corner. They're going to bump him out of bounds at about the 37-yard line.
All right.
37-yard line. Logger's going to start out from first and 10 coming up here.
Rushall doing a pretty good job on kickoffs, Jeff. They kind of kick it in between there and get down on the coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a kick where not a lot of damage is able to happen. You don't kick it deep. You don't want to kick it too shallow. Got Kuchibat, quarterback. Got Delasky to his left, Vetter to his right. Delasky in motion. Kuchiba going to keep it. No, who's got it over there? Is that Vetter over there? Vetter's got it left side. Oh, my gosh. Wade Vetter runs for about 27 yards on that left side. Faked us out on that counter again, Scotty. You really got to pay attention to Aaron Delasky here, and that's been opening things up for Wade Vetter. Jeremiah Adamitis got back from... Came a little late here, coming back from boot camp, getting him back on the field. Nice to have another senior out there as well.
That was like a triple fake, Jeff, and we didn't see who it was. That was a shoestring tackle to save a touchdown, basically, for Rochel. From the 38 of Rochel, here comes Phillips.
There's Kutsubot, J.J., making it in the backfield. Going to go to Kutsubot. He's going to hand it to Delasky on the counter. Delasky coming right side with a ball ahead of Steve. Gets past everyone. Aaron Delasky, it's his night. Touchdown, Loggers!
He got to the outside. Jeff made a move, and there he went.
I think I'm going to have to move my Jeff Haken Roofing player of the game. We're going to nut that back to Delasky. It's almost impossible.
Well,
here we go. 11:15 to go. Delasky starts the second half how we wanted to. Getting me fired up over here, Scotty.
Don't dare Sawyer, though, Jeff.
Sawyer going to come back with one on the defensive
side. He probably will, Jeff.
All right, Loggers going for two. Here's J.J. All alone, the whole team moves to the left side. Just J.J. and Delasky. Where are they going to go? They go to Delasky. Delasky looking to throw it in the end zone. It's intercepted, so a no-go. The Loggers have been trying to run this two-point conversion for quite a while. It's failed every time, but I like they're sticking with it. Something good's going to come out of it.
Yeah, it works.
34-20 is the score. Loggers leading by 14.
They did cost Rochelle the timeout in the first half on that, though, Jeff.
Yes, yes.
So I guess there was that.
Yeah, we're going to stay right here.
So set to kick it off, the Loggers.
It's going to be Kyle Seidenbender kicking off here for the Loggers from
number 60, a senior.
From left to right here, kicking team coming onto the field here for the Loggers. And Aaron Delasky, I don't know. I'm calling plays. I'm giving it to him every dang time. Can't go wrong, really. He's having a fun night here, showing off his skills.
Yeah, the Loggers almost look like what's that? The Longest Yard, kind of that kind of look, you know?
Yeah,
the Jailhouse Crew.
Yes.
All right, up to the ball. Here comes Seidenbender. He kicks that one, and it's going to skip out of bounds.
Wow, that's going to be a penalty. And I think Rochel gets about three different options on what they want to do with this. Can be a re-kick. Can be take it at the 35.
I think they can take it at the 40 or 45. We'll see.
We'll see what they do. Yeah, if you're watching on Facebook, hey, we appreciate you guys, too. Absolutely. Hey, this Rochel team is a good team. We're glad you guys are able to watch or listen in. And a nice ball game here, 34-20, Loggers leading.
From their own 40, it looks like. We'll see. The Zebras are converging over there, Jeffrey.
They are. They're giving them too many options, I think, is what the problem is, Scott. When you have three options on that right there,
yep.
You're going to really go through all of them.
It's like going to the restaurant with, too many things you want to eat? Too hungry?
Too many items on the menu. All right, here we go. It's going to start out at the 35-yard line. They took option B.
I guess, yeah. I'm still not totally sure on all
that. I don't even know if I like that. That's great field position for the Loggers.
It is.
I mean, for poor field position for Rosholt.
Yeah.
All right, Rosholt, they step up to the line of scrimmage.
They got single receiver right and left. An offset eye in the background.
And they're going to hand it off up the middle. And that was a nice run there, dragging. I don't know if that was Kuchaba they dragged, but he was down at the bottom. That was Sawyer. Sawyer wrapping him up again.
Alex Wiersba, the senior, he had that nice touchdown, Jeff, on the reception.
Yep. And Kenny Drexler getting up a little bit slow on that one. And Jeremiah Adamitis, he's going to check in for him.
Second down and three here, Jeff, from their own 43. Moving from right to left. They're taking their time here now.
Yeah, 10:42 to go. It's 34-20.
That was one of their first runs from scrimmage for a while, Jeff. Pairs left, flanker left.
And it's going to be a quick pass left side, and that's that quick screen for the first down and a big pickup there and a fumble.
It hit
the ground.
They said it's down.
Okay, ball was down. It hit the ground.
Pickup of around 10 yards.
Well, for
maybe
a first down, it's going to be a first down for Rosholt at the Loggers' 47-yard line. On a nice quick pass again, that quick pass, quick screen.
Yeah, that flanker kind of steps in,
mm-hmm.
touch, and then he gets a pick from that inside man.
Works effectively, kind of like the Loggers' counterplay. All right, here we got
triples left.
Triple left, one receiver to the right, back in motion. He's going to try to pass this one deep. They do, and a catch is made for the touchdown. On the right side, got that one past JJ, touchdown, Rosholt.
Wiersba with the reception, and he got a 47-yard reception.
He's got a lot of receiving yards here tonight. He's the speed team. Scott, he's the one on this team that runs like a 47 second 400. He's one of the fastest kids in the state.
Okay. Yeah, he looks like it.
We ran against him in eighth grade. I think that's who it is. These guys will know at home here. But we ran him against him in eighth grade, and he was so much faster than J.J. Nairon.
34-26 here.
And going for that two-point conversion up the middle. They stop him. Two-point conversion, no good. That was a big one from the Loggers.
They stopped Wiersba, Jeff, and there they go.
We're going to keep it at an eight-point game. So with 9:54 to go, it's 34-26. Rosholt scored on that one. Loggers' turn. We're going to see what they can do. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is a 34-26 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Rosholt Hornets. Hornets set to kick off.
Catching
this one deep, picked up by J.J. He's going to run this one up the middle, looking to get around a blocker. He does, and making some moves, gets ahead. Nice run from J.J., made about four guys miss.
He made a nice stiff arm, Jeff, against the guy that was quite a bit bigger than
yeah.
him.
Yeah. J.J. comes out. He's stronger than he looks. He's a shorter guy here.
It's almost
center.
Like he got his fingertips on him and kept him away.
Here we go. Lots of athletes here on both sides of the ball. We're really getting to see it here tonight.
From the 43.
9:45 to go in this third quarter. 34-26.
Of the Loggers.
Here's Kuchaba with Delasky. Trying to get a full head of steam here. I like this play. Delasky bounces off. All right, they're putting Delasky a little bit further back once in a while, trying to get him that hand up. I didn't like the timing on that one right there, but it's to get him a full head of speed going ahead.
Nice play there by number 66, so he blew that up. That was Kyle Kostruck.
He did.
A senior, and he just got back in the backfield, got a hand on Delasky's foot, and tripped him up. All right. Second down and 10.
Second 10 coming in. Here comes JJ and Kuchaba with the play. It's going to be Kuchaba.
Somebody spelled lager wrong.
From the shotgun.
Like the beer, I guess.
All right, here's a handoff. JJ, left side. Up the field he goes. He's flipped over. Maybe a pickup of a few.
He got about four there, Jeff. Second and six, or third and six, excuse me.
All right, JJ tackled hard on that one. And it's going to bring up a third and six coming up here for the Loggers.
Maybe seven, long six. So from their near side here, Jeff, taking their time a little bit, 8:37 and ticking here in the third quarter, 34-26, Loggers leading with the ball.
All right, here we go. Here's Kuchaba up to the line of scrimmage. JJ might have got dinged up a little bit on that tackle. Here's Kuchaba all alone in the shotgun. Going to go left side with it. Kuchaba breaks up field. A nice run. Going to make it a manageable fourth and one or two.
Yep, got almost to the first down, Jeff. Maybe a yard and a half short.
So fourth and a long 1 yard.
Fourth and plus one here, 34-26. Whistles blow here, I don't know.
And not sure what the whistles were. About 7:48 to go here, third quarter. Loggers leading by eight. And they have the ball. A big fourth down play coming up here for the Loggers.
I don't know what that timeout was, if they had a switch. Maybe they allowed them a substitution on the field.
Here, Delasky's got it up the middle. He goes first down and ends up pushing the line. Finally goes down 10 yards up the field. He's down. Aaron Delasky,
10-yard gain.
My goodness, and he limps off the field here.
Oh, boy.
Ankle looks a little goofy right there. Hope he's okay. And two backs here for the Loggers. Down, JJ getting wrapped up on his elbow.
I think he's just got a
cramp on. He's stretching out his calf. So Delasky, after that first down run there, stretching out that calf.
First and 10 from the 38.
All right, first and 10 coming up here. 7:22 to go in third quarter. Loggers up by eight. Here's Kuchaba. Going to be a direct snap to Adamitis. Adamitis hit but keeps going. Jeremiah picks up a few after he was hit immediately.
Jeremiah, nice run right there.
Jeremiah, it was fresh out of boot camp. That looked like a boot camp run right there.
A boot camp run.
Look at a boot camp run for Jeremiah.
Look who he got a hand to the face right there. Second down.
Got hit. Got hit hard right when he hit it. Kept his feet there. Drove ahead and made something positive out of it. Second and seven coming up. 3 yard gain there for Jeremiah. Here's Kuchaba back in.
6:40 here to play in the third quarter. From the near side hash mark.
Here's Kuchaba with Vetter to his right. And Kuchaba going to keep it, going to throw this one. Oh, he's got a receiver down there. Couldn't see him.
And he got sacked there. He tucked the ball, Jeff. Didn't think he had it there and lost about three. They're back to around...
Pishka was wide open down there. Kuchaba couldn't see him. And a third and
10
coming up here.
From the 38.
And you got Delasky and JJ. Looks like they put their helmets on. They'll be ready to get back in there soon. They're going to give them one more play off.
That was a play action pass play, and they just couldn't get her done.
All right, here we go. Here's Kuchaba. From the shotgun. Who's got it? It's going left side to Vetter. Vetter. Breaks free, picks up about 6 yards on third down. A nice counterplay for Wade Vetter.
Weirs about catches him from behind.
And Vernick back into the ball game as well. A lot of Loggers are down on that one. JJ into the game here as well.
From Roschel 33, fourth and five, we'll call it, Jeff.
Is it a fourth and five? Is it even that far? Maybe it is. Fourth and four. Yeah, it might be a fourth and five. A short five. 5:15 and counting to go here. Loggers a big fourth down play coming up here. Here's JJ in the backfield with Kuchaba.
Double tight end set right.
Going to go to JJ. Going to counter it to Vetter on this right side. Vetter makes the move. He's got to go north and south. He does. He gets the first down.
down to the 23, Jeff.
Wade, Vetter. He was going east and west far too long. I was waiting for that cut. He got it and moves the chains. And a nice job on that possession right there. Jeremiah Adamitis, Sawyer, along with Wade filling in while J.J. and A-Rod Golaski were on the bench with an injury there. Here we got J.J. and Kuchba again in the backfield. J.J.'s got it. He's going to counter it to Golaski. Golaski, right side, chugging his feet. Three guys take him down.
Down to the 15, Golaski.
Down to the 15-yard line, and that's close to a first down. I think he's going to be a little bit short. He is maybe about a yard short of the first down.
Second and half a yard here.
4:15 to go and counting, the Loggers running attack. The Loggers running attack. Taking a toll here today.
Here's, now they're taking their time,
here's
Jeff.
J.J. Along with Golaski, goes to Golaski. He's going to keep it. Go left side. He sees an opening on the corner. A nice tackle. A touchdown-saving tackle over there from Rashel.
That was Marcus Cole.
Good tackle there, Marcus Cole. Not an easy tackle in the open field against Golaski. And
it's going to be first and goal from the four, Jeff.
All right, first and goal from the four-yard line. Here's Kuchba. Golaski to his left. Vetter to his right. Golaski's going to keep it up the middle. He goes into the end zone. Touchdown, A'ron Golaski. It's his ball game, Scotty. 40-26 is the score. Logger's going to go for two. And up to the line of scrimmage they go with 3:32 to go. It's 40-26. Logger's leading. Both teams, it's like a heavyweight boxing match here. Kuchba keeps it up the middle. He goes. Can they push him forward into the end zone? They do. Got a little help from behind. Wade Vetter might have pushed him in for the touch or for the two-point conversion. And it's 42-26, a big two-point conversion there.
By Henry, 42-26, 3:32 to go in the third.
It's his birthday tomorrow, Scotty. All right, 3:32 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is a 42-26 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Rashel Hornets. But it's the Hornets' turn. And here's a kickoff upfield. And they're going to get a return and tackled, a nice tackle. Jeremiah Adamitis on the tackle on that one. And the Hornets are going to start out right around the 35-yard line.
Their own 35, down by 16 points?
Yeah, it looks like about the 34-yard line they're going to start. 3:27 to go in this third quarter. And let's see if the Loggers can stop this passing attack and the big playability from the Hornets.
Up to the line, kind of look like the old Pittsburgh Steelers here.
And here it is. And delete to pass right side, a pickup of maybe one. A nice quick tackle there. That might have been Adamitis again.
Caleb Zick on the reception, gain of one.
And second down and 10 coming up here.
3 minutes to play in the third. Rashel with the ball. Loggers leading by 16 points, 42-26. second possession here for Rosholt.
Here's the lead. He's going to throw right side. There was that little screen. Incomplete. And the receiver might have been trying to make a play before he caught it there.
That was Wiersbe. And if he had that ball, Jeff, he was going to have a whole bunch of room. Third and 10 here now from their own 33-yard line. Rosholt taking their time. Both teams are kind of slowing up pace as compared to last half, Jeff, so far.
Yeah, taking their time is right, being methodical in this drive here. Here's DeLeet from the shotgun. Got his running back behind him. Got a receiver in motion. Kuchibo, he's going to blitz. He gets in there, and quarterback goes the other way. He's got some sideline room and pushed out of bounds by Adamitis.
That was a designed rollout, Jeff. Designed quarterback run, and I think he got it.
And just...
it's on just short.
Just short of the first down.
Kind of looked like a poor mark, actually.
And coming up, is that going to be a fourth down coming up?
Fourth and one, Jeff.
So fourth and one, a big play for Rosholt here. Big moment in the game. Rosholt, they really need this 1 yard.
Aaron Delasky coming out there.